Many of the nonprofits under Optum Health's management had received high scores for their operations. But last spring, an audit by the firm PCG found evidence of suspected fraud, waste, and abuse. Optum Health CEO Elizabeth Martin told lawmakers on the Legislative Finance Committee she didn't know why the state Human Services Department didn't act sooner, since her company had told the state agency about problems before.
We actually did that. We have been referring since 2009 over 100 referrals of irregularities that could constitute potential fraud, waste, and abuse. We did refer.
But Senate President Pro Tem Mary Kay Papin told Martin that Optum's record of positive audits belied that statement.
But yet Optum is putting out audits that are in the 90s with some of the, not all of them, but with some of these agencies, and yet then they're brought back in as being fraudulent. I just don't understand.
The state contracted with PCG to do the audit in early 2013, which resulted in the funding freeze and the replacement of local providers with five Arizona firms at a cost of almost $18 million. Other Democratic lawmakers at the hearing also hammered away at Martin's insistence that Optum played only a small role in the behavioral health debacle. Republican lawmakers on the committee, who in the past have been vocal in criticizing Optum's responsibility, did not ask any questions at Monday's hearing. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.